Shut up, Mrs. Hudson.
I haven't said a word.
You're formulating a question. It's physically painful watching you think.
I thought it was you playing.
Was me playing. I am composing.
You were dancing.
I was road testing.
You what?
Why are you here?
I'm bringing you your morning tea. You're not usually awake.
You bring me tea in the morning?
Where do you think it came from?
I don't know. I just thought it sort of happened.
Your mother has a lot to answer for.
Mm, I know. I have a list. Mycroft has a file.
So, it's the big day then.
What big day?
The wedding. John and Mary getting married.
Two people who currently live together are about to attend church, have a party, go on a short holiday, then carry on living together. What's big about that?
It changes people, marriage.
No, it doesn't.
Well, you wouldn't understand because you always live alone.
Your husband was executed for double murder. You're hardly an advert for companionship.
Marriage changes you as a person in ways that you can't imagine.
As does lethal injection.
My best friend, Margaret, she was my chief bridesmaid. We were going to be best friends forever. We always said that. But I hardly saw her after that.
Well, they usually biscuits.
I've run out.
At the shops.
She cried the whole day, saying, oh, it's the end of an era.
I'm sure the shop on the corner is open.
She was probably right, really. I remember she left early. I mean, who leaves a wedding early? So sad.
Anyway, you've got things to do.
No, not really. I've got plenty of time.
Biscuits!
I really am going to have a word with your mother.
You can if you like. She understands very little. Into battle.